I'm Nina Shaken with BYU Idaho Radio. I'm here with Beth Swenson, the Assistant Director of the Idaho Falls Public Library over Public Services. Just to start, what does that mean to be an Assistant Director of a library over Public Services?
It means that I get to deal with all the front end stuff. So what people, when they walk into the library, everything that has a customer experience, I'm involved with. We have an assistant director who's over our technical services, and that's all of the book maintenance and adding books into the collection, things like that. But I get to deal with the public, which is one of my favorite things.
And I did forget to mention that you did win the Librarian of the Year award.
I did.
How did you feel about that?
It's a little odd because I've been working in libraries for a long time, and I know a lot of the other people who have won it, and it's weird to think that I'm joined their ranks, but it's still just such a great honor. I'm flabbergasted, really.
And why did you decide to become a librarian, to work within the system?
I actually kind of stumbled into it when I graduated from BYU, Idaho, with my history degree. I didn't know quite what to do with it, and I had been working in several libraries, including the BYU, Idaho one, and so just thought I would do that until I knew what I was going to do with my life and decided I liked it and kept going and eventually got my master's degree, and now here I am.
And what is your favorite thing about the profession?
Really, it's interaction with the people, of being able to share favorite books, because obviously if you're at a library, there's probably a good chance you like to read, and I do. And so I love being able to share that love of reading with others and helping parents spark that in their children, and just books. That's my favorite part, and the people.
And, you know, with your job as being the assistant director, I'm sure there's a lot of responsibilities that you have outside of just interacting. How do you balance all of those things? You know, getting your work done, but then also interacting with people and suggesting books and being with the community as well.
It's really tough. Sometimes, probably too often, I get stuck in my office on a project and forget that I'm needed elsewhere and I need to have that interaction with the public. So it's just daily reminders of, okay, you can do this for X amount of time, and now you need to go out and walk around and see what's going on, and then you can go back to doing this. It's a juggling act, really.
And what would you say, I mean, is it that the most, what's the most challenging thing about being in this profession?
Ooh, that's a good question. I would say figuring out budgets. Libraries are notoriously underfunded, and anytime we have a budget cut, we have to figure out where it comes from. So trying to determine how we still provide the same level of services with less is just a constant struggle.
I can imagine that's difficult. That's almost bringing some math into your job as well.
And I'm not so great at math.
Neither am I. That's why I mentioned that. Speaking of challenging, though, I know that COVID has been hard, I'm sure, especially for libraries. How did you handle COVID-19 at the Idaho Falls Library?
Well, when the governor had everybody shut down back in, March of last year, we were completely closed to the public, and that was really hard for all the staff here and the public. We just wanted to be able to still give people their books, and thankfully we have an online service that people can download ebooks, so they had that. But we were very fortunate. Our director decided to open up the library as soon as we could, so we've been open since May 5th, and I know there's still libraries in Idaho that are just slowly starting to open. But it's been interesting. We've had to cut out all programs, so we don't have any in-person groups, which has been really tough of figuring out how do we do a summer reading program when we are trying to discourage people from coming inside the library because we don't want to cause, you know, more outbreak or anything like that. But thankfully, things are seeming to get better, and hopefully soon we'll be able to get back to whatever that new normal is.
And with vaccinations and everything, are you looking forward to potentially being able to open up some of those things again? Do you have any dates in mind?
We don't have dates. It's really up to public health and the mayor of Idaho Falls. When they give us the go-ahead, we are we've got some ideas. We will be very excited to get back to it.
And I know that you orchestrated the Idaho Library Association's conference and that you really only had 2 months to prepare for that. Can you tell us more about the process that went into you doing that and also about the event itself?
Yeah. So I actually did have longer than that because I had known for like a year that I was in charge of organizing it. But we were still, it was still that, are we going to be able to do things in person? Are we not? We didn't really quite realize how heavy COVID was going to hit us. And so from the moment we decided, yes, we're going to do this conference, that's when it was about 2-3 months of putting things together. And I joked that I was very stressed. For that time, I grew a lot of gray hairs, just trying to get everything organized. And we had used technology that we had never really used before, so we weren't even sure it was going to work the way we thought it was. And thankfully, everything did. And so just being able to throw, not even throw things together, but have it come together so well was just such such a wonder. And being able to provide that service, that professional development to all the librarians in Idaho, it was really, really great.
And can you tell us a bit more about that conference? What goes on there and what happened?
Yeah. So every year, the Idaho Library Association does two conferences. They do spring conferences that's in regions, and then they do an annual conference in October where everybody who can from the state comes and learns about new programming ideas or better ways to serve their companies. They get to, or their public, they get to meet with vendors. To see what new library products there are. We have author visits, so it's a really great way to network and to learn more about the profession. And sadly, in Idaho, we have a lot of librarians who don't have any formal training, that they don't have that background, like a master's degree or any classes. And so this is probably the only way a year that they'll be able to get to go to a conference. And so it's just such a great way to learn, and one of the best ways, I think, is to learn from other people who are in the field, and so that networking is just so important.
What is the biggest thing you've learned? I know you said you've worked at libraries for a long time. You know, through going to these conferences and through working at the library, what's your biggest takeaway, just in general?
My biggest takeaway is that libraries are amazing and they do great things, and the staff that work there do great things. I've seen throughout the state of librarians doing all sorts of things to get information to their public, and it's inspiring. But we're really here for the people too, whether it's from, you know, your favorite book that you read when you were a child or you really need some sort of information. Librarians are that bastion of information that you can go to, and we are there to provide it. We don't have opinions on, I mean, we have opinions, but we don't voice our opinions, but we are there to provide that information, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or whatever, we give that information out.
And what can people expect from the Idaho Falls Library just in the coming year?
Oh, that's a very excellent question. Well, hopefully we will be able to do programs again. We are running our Extreme Book Nerd program right now, and we'll have our summer reading program for all ages coming up. Really, we just take it one day at a time, so there will be some good things coming. We'll announce them as they come.
And just for our listeners, if they did want to know more about those programs that are happening, where would they go to look for that?
You can come to the library. We have information here, but you can also look online at our website at www.ifpl.org. We also have a presence on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram that you can go and find information that way as well.
And is there anything else you'd like our listeners to know about the Idaho Falls Library or just about libraries in general?
Mainly that libraries are amazing, and they're a great way of getting that information and having something to read. And if you haven't been to your library in a while, you should go visit.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.